Recently, a new book just came out telling about the story of 33 miners in Chile who were buried alive under a mountain for 69 days.
最近有出了一本书，那里面呢是描述，是智利的一个33个矿工，他们被埋葬在那个矿里面69天的一个故事。If
you haven't heard, let me tell you the story of the crisis which happened 4 years ago.
如果你从来没听说过的话呢，我来告诉你这是什么样的一个故事。
So a team of 33 miners were 2,000 feet under the surface.
这33个矿工呢是在2,000尺的那个底下。
When suddenly a deposit twice the size of the Empire State Building fell from within the mountain.
在那个时候呢，大概有两个帝国大厦这么多的那个岩石呢，就那个塌方了。
It crashed through level after level of mine shafts while they were still inside.
那个时候他们还在地底下的时候呢，这个整个矿呢就是坍塌了，一层一层的岩层都坍下去了。When
the men inside the mine started seeing dust and feeling the whole mountain tremble, they knew they were in trouble.
那些矿工当他们意识到有一些那个灰尘在掉落，而且那个矿里面在摇动的时候，他们知道他们在很危险的状况了。So
they all rushed to a safe room, a reinforced steel cage, a little smaller than this room here.
所以呢，他们就匆忙地赶到了一个钢架子做的一个房间，大概比这个房间小一点，是一个强固的一个房间。
And when the rumbling stopped and dust settled, the 33 found that they were all trapped. All the exits were blocked by the cave-in.
当那个抖动、震动、那个停止以后，那些尘土不再掉了以后嘛，他们就发现说他们是真正被埋在了这个底下了。So
they started their ordeal inside the cave under half a mile of solid rock.
所以呢，他们必须面对这么一个情况，他们在这大概半英里多的这么一个那个尘土的下面。They
found they only have food enough for 2 days, and the only source of light they had was from the lamp on their helmets.
他们呢，其实只有大概足够2天吃的这些食物，而且呢，唯一的光呢，就是他们那个矿帽上的一个灯，小灯。So
they rationed their food, hoping against hope that there was someone out there looking for them, that there were people who knew where they were.
他们呢一直在希望，期望说人们会知道他们在下面，能够来营救他们。They
lived in the world of darkness, not knowing if there was any way out.
他们在黑暗当中度日，不知道是否还能够生还。See,
even if other people knew they were there, there was almost no chance for them to get out safely.
甚至呢，只是他们如果人家知道他们在下面的时候，也不知道有没有办法让他们能够活着，还能够出来。Drilling
a hole straight to them could cause another cave-in, burying them alive forever.
如果说再挖的话呢，不小心的话，就是还是会引起更大的塌方，也许他们就从此被活埋在下面了。Realistically,
there was almost no hope for them.
好像看起来是根本已经是没有希望了。The
food they had to be split among 33 men.
他们所有的食物呢，要在33个人之间呢来分享。And
as the days went on, the portions just got smaller and smaller.
但日子一天天的过去呢，他们所吃的食物呢就变得越来越少了。They
were only allowed 1 teaspoon of canned tuna per day.
他们呢，只能吃一条根的这个金枪鱼的罐头，这样子，一人一条根一天。The
water they drank were siphoned from the machines they had, mixed with oil and dirt.
这些他们喝的水呢，是从那个机器里面呢去抽出来的，里面是有混的油和尘土的。And
when they found a slice of peach, they split it 33 ways. Each had a portion smaller than their thumbnails.
当他们发现一个桃子，一片桃子的时候，他们也要分成33份。那个尺寸呢，大概只有我们的那个手指一点点这么大小。Eventually,
they were down to just 1 cookie every 2 days.
后来呢，他们只有每2天才能吃到一小块饼干。But
they endured. They kept going.
但是他们一直在坚持着。Even
in the oppressing darkness, you know, where there is no natural light at all.
在极其的黑暗当中, 他们在没有希望的时候,
they held on to the hope of seeing daylight again.
他们还是在期望能够再次看到日光,
hoping against hope that someone will find them, that if they keep fighting, they will see their families again.
他们在盼望有人能够营救他们, 他们还能够看到家人。
There was no possible reason for them to keep going.
其实没有这个什么可能性让他们能够有这么大的希望。
Chances were slim that people were even looking for them.
这个呢,机会真的是小得不得了,还不知道是不是有人在寻找他们呢。
But they kept going. They encouraged each other. They held on to the hope of seeing daylight once again.
但是他们每一天都在坚持,一直在希望,有盼望的,看希望还能够生还。
So did you ever feel that way?
你是否也曾经有这样的经历呢?
You probably were never trapped in a cave for 69 days.
也许你不是被包围,就是封闭在这样子一个环境当中是69天。
But did you ever feel that your life might as well be a cave?
你是否会想到你的生活有时候也像是一个岩洞这样子的呢?
The pressures of life are oppressive, feeling that there is nothing else to this life.
你生活当中这些极其的压力让你觉得说你好像生活在黑暗当中没有盼望。
But you struggle to hold on, to keep going.
但是呢,你一直在努力地坚持挣扎着过每一天。
Because you wish, you hope that one day there will be something better, that you finally see day, light of day again.
因为你一直在期望说也许有一天日子会更好一点,你还可以再看到那个光。
You know, Christmas is supposed to be a happy season.
这个圣诞节应该是个开心的日子。
You see all the twinkling lights, the Christmas trees, the snowmen, and the bright happy colors.
你看到这些闪闪闪的灯啊,有圣诞树啊,还有那些很漂亮的那个颜色的那个装饰啊。
But Christmas can also be a time of depression.
但是圣诞节也可以变成一个很忧郁的日子。
It might not be because of the cloudy winter.
也许不是因为这些冬天的寒冷。
Maybe something bad happened to you.
也许有些不好的事情发生在你身上。
You lost your job, a loved one, your best friend moved away.
也许你掉了工作,或者是你失去了你亲爱的人,或者是你的好朋友搬走了。
Whatever the case, all you feel is pain and the oppressive darkness of life.
不管是什么样的情景,也许你就是感觉到你很痛苦,就是你的生活当中的黑暗的一面。
How do you keep going? Is survival enough? Just trudging through life without any sign of things getting better.
那你怎么能够从这里面解脱出来呢? 就是怎么来挣扎着解脱出来呢?
And that's what I want to talk to you about today. What keeps us going in this life?
这就是我今天要讲的那一点,是什么让你能够继续的过日子?
Why don't you look at Matthew chapter 4 again?
让我们再来看一次马太福音的第四章。
Verse 12 to 17.
12节到17节.
I'll read in English first. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
12节，耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒，往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。 这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说西布人地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路约旦河外，外邦人的加利利地。那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
You're probably wondering what a strange passage to talk about during Christmas.
你也许在奇怪说，你为什么在圣诞节的时候要念这样一段经文？
What a gloomy way to celebrate the birth of Christ.
这好像是个很那个低潮的这样子一个方法来那个庆祝圣诞。
What does this have to be, have to do with a baby being born?
这个跟这个婴孩的诞生有什么关系呢？
But if you stay with me, I hope to show you that this passage here, this prophecy from Isaiah 9, is what Christmas is all about.
如果你继续跟着我的那个听下去的话，你就会明白说这个以赛亚里面这一章节里面讲的这个所有的事情。
So today we will see that, you know, we live in a world of darkness without light.
所以今天我们会看到说我们是生活在这样一个黑暗的世界当中。
But a light has been born which will remove that darkness and give us hope.
但是呢，这个光呢已经诞生了，因为它的诞辰把驱赶了这黑暗。
Finally, we'll see how this applies to our lives.
下面我们就会看到说跟我们的生活有什么关系。
So let's bow our heads in prayer.
让我们再一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for today when we can come to celebrate the birth of your son.
我们真是感谢你，让我们能够来这里庆祝你的儿子耶稣的诞辰。
We thank you that he is the light of this world and that we have hope because of him.
我们感谢您，因为他是我们的光，因为他的诞辰给我们带来了希望。
Help us today to open our hearts and our minds to you.
我们求您开启我们的心灵。
We thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们以耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So our first point for today, this is a world of darkness, you know, without hope and without any sign that will get any better.
首先呢，我们要讲的说，我们现在生活在是一个黑暗的世界当中，没有光亮。
Just take a look anywhere. You know, death and destruction are rampant.
那你就是到处看一看了，你像死亡啊这些的，那个黑暗面呢，到处存在。
Bad things are bound to happen. That's just the way of the world.
这糟糕的事情呢，一直在发生，这就是世界。
You can actually find this in the Chinese mentality.
你还能够从那个中国式的想法当中看到。
We think it's not too good to be happy because happiness will end one day.
我们有时候说不要高兴的太多了，有时候那个开心的事情会结束的很快。
Said another way, if you like something too much, fate will take it away and you'll be sad.
那另一种说法就是说，你如果喜欢一样东西太喜欢一样东西的话，也许这样东西就会失去了。
Isn't that how Chinese people think?
是不是我们中国式的想法就是这样子的？
And I think it comes from all those years of history and tradition that the Chinese have.
那我想这个呢是从中国的这么长的历史呢是那个形成的大家的想法。
See, decade after decade, century after century, even millennia, the only constant in history is death, deceit, and destruction.
从十年、百年、千年以来的历史呢，告诉我们，其实唯一不变的就是这死亡啊，这些欺骗啦、啊，还有这些毁灭性的这些事情是一直发生的。
American mentality is a little different, but we still have similar sayings.
那美国人的讲法呢，又有点不太一样，但是呢，意思是相同的。
For example, we have Murphy's Law.
比如说我们有那个Murphy 的那个定律。
Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
如果有什么事情会出错的话呢，肯定是会出错的。
And you know what? It's true. It's a fact of life.
你知道吗？这是事实，这是真实的。
If you think about it too much, it actually becomes oppressive, depressing, even terrifying.
那如果你对某一件事情太想的太多了以后，就变得极端了，就是很那个忧郁的。
That's why so many Eastern religions have turned to fatalism.
所以呢，很多东方的这些信仰呢，都变成是一个宿命论。
They have given up. They have no hope for anything changing.
他们已经放弃了，他们觉得对任何东西都没有什么大的希望。
So they just let fate take its course and accept whatever comes.
所以呢，他们就是就是那这样子的一种信仰，就是一直在主宰他们的生活。
See, a similar thing happened to Israel.
同样的事情呢也发生在以色列人的身上。
Look at verse 15 and 16 with me.
我们再来看16节 15节16节。
Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness.
西布人地拿弗他利地就是沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地那坐在黑暗里的百姓。
Naphtali and Zebulun were warrior tribes living in northern Israel.
他们呢就是拿弗利地住在拿弗利地。
They were a great and proud people, fierce and strong.
他们是非常有荣誉的人，很强。
But if you know biblical history, when the Assyrians invaded in 700 BC, they were the first to be conquered and exiled.
但是如果说你念到经文里面呢，可以发现说，在那个时候呢，就是叙利亚人他们在占领那个地的时候呢，他们是最早被征服的。
These tribes were taken out of their own land and erased from history.
那他们被他们自己的领土被人家占了，而且呢，把他们的历史呢都那个就是一笔勾销了。
In Jesus' time.This land of Naphtali and Zebulun had become the Galilee of the Gentiles.
那在那个时候呢，就是变成这个地呢，拿弗利地这个地方，西布伦地，他们呢就变成是那个外邦人的一个加利利地。
Right, notice Galilee of the Gentiles.
有注意到吗？是外邦人的加利利地。
And this land, which used to be part of Israel, isn't even called by that name anymore.
那这个地呢，在以色列呢，已经不再叫这个样子的名字。
It is known as belonging to the Gentiles.
已经没有地方了，属于外邦人了。
Which means that none of the Hebraic culture existed there anymore.
所以呢，在那个地方呢，这样子的历史已经不存在了。
These Gentiles, they were pagans without law or enlightenment.
这些外邦人呢，就在这个死荫之地里面。
The Jews living there.Were aliens in their own land.
那他们呢住在那这样子的一个外就是外星外外来人的一个地方。
Yes, they live there. They work there. They even have families there. But this is not their home anymore.
他们住在那里，生活在那里，在那里抚养家庭，但是那不是他们的家园。
They were forced to speak a different language than the one they grew up with.
他们呢被迫要讲另外的语言，他们就是在这样子一个外邦地。
They had to work and trade among people that were foreign to them.
他们呢要跟这些人为这那当地的人工作和那个做生意，但是呢这是并不是他们自己的那个家园。
There were gods and religions that were different from the ones they know.
那里的那个信仰那些神，他们敬拜的神都是不一样的。
See, everyone there were strangers to each other, a mismatch of a bunch of different peoples and cultures.
在那样子的地方呢，这些人呢都是有互相不同的背景，他们被迫这样子一生活在一起。
They were truly a land and a people living in darkness.
那这里呢就是讲了一个真正的是人们生活在黑暗当中的一个地方。
And it's the same with us Christians.
就好像我们现在的基督徒一样。
Right, we live here, you know, our houses are here, we work here, and our families are here.
就好像我们现在也是生活在这个地方，我们在这里工作、生活、抚养家庭。
But this is not really our home.
这其实并不是我们的家。
We are living in a foreign land, working and trading with those who don't really understand us.
我们真正就是跟这里的人一起生活工作，而且那个做生意呢，其实他们并不是跟我们一样的人，理解不一样。
We speak their language, a tongue which is not native to us.
我们也在讲不一样的语言，并不是我们的母语。
This is not our homes. We don't belong here.
这不是我们的真正的家园，我们不属于这里。
And this disconnect, this schism could be painful at times.
所以呢，让我们联想到这个是会很痛苦的。
We are strangers in a strange land.
我们是陌生人在一个陌生之地。
We are a people living in darkness.
我们是一帮住在生活在黑暗当中的人。
The shadow of death is always looming over us, not knowing if there is a way out.
所以死亡的恐惧呢，一直笼罩在我们身上，不知道怎么来走出这样子的黑暗。
If we get in trouble, it's doubtful the people around us will even care.
那如果我们在困苦当中的时候呢，我们周围这些人会关心我们吗？
Because we're not one of them. We're not part of them.
因为我们不是他们中间的一个。
We are living in a world of darkness as well.
所以我们也是生活在黑暗当中。
Without home or hope.
是没有真正的家和希望。
But that's not the end of the story.
但是这不是我们的那个这个故事的结束。
Which brings us to our second point.
那这又带我们到第二点。
Christ is the light that gives us hope.
那基督呢是他给了我们光和希望。
See, in this world of darkness, oppressive, depressing, even painful, there is light.
所以呢他让我们呢在那个黑暗极其的痛苦那个黑暗无望当中呢看到了希望。
And Jesus is that light that gives us hope.
耶稣基督是这个光是给我们的希望和。
So you remember the story I started off with, the miners from Chile?
还记得我刚刚开始时候讲了这个智利的这些矿工的事吗？
See, after 19 days of near starvation,
后来他们在十九天的饥饿以后呢
？Of drinking oily water and disgusting food, of spreading 2 days of food out over 3 weeks.
所以呢，他们还那个越来越少的食物当中，要每两天才能够分到一点点的食物，在三个礼拜当中这样艰难过来。
See, the rocks were bearing down on them, and it was oppressive.
所以他们被埋葬在 石头土石之下，这是非常极其的那个失望。
One of them said that it smelled worse than a room of rotting corpses.
那有一个人呢 就形容说那个屋子里的那个味道就好像是 尸臭的味道。
And that's because there's still people living inside. No fresh air to take away the smell of feces, body odor, even old stale sweat.
所以因为 这个三十三个人就住在这么一个空间当中，他们所有的那些那个人体的这些废物啊，还有那个汗臭啊，这些所有的味道都在那个房间里面。
But on the 19th day, something happened.
但是在第十九天的时候，他们有一些事情发生了。
There was a sound buzzing against their wall, and it was a drill.
他们听到一个钻石钻孔的那个声音。
And when it broke through, a whirlwind of fresh wind rushed into their stinking, pungent hole.
结果在这个被打穿的时候呢，他们就突然就感觉到了这个一股那个清凉的风。
It was like the breath of life to them.
对他们来说是那个生命之气呀。
See, they were so happy. Each of them spent 5 minutes just at that little hole, just so they can breathe fresh air and see the light of day.
他们是多么多么的高兴，他们每一个人人留在那个小小的洞口上呢，去呼吸那个新鲜的空气。
This was a sign to them, a promise that someone is out there looking for them.
这是对他们的一个保证，是一个就是外面有人在寻找他们。
That someone cares for them and remembers them.
那些有人在关心他们，还记得他们。
Yes, it's a foreshadowing of what are the things to come.
这就是一个就是有这么好的事情可以临到他们的头上。
See, they were still stuck in that pit for God knows how long.
他们还是在被封闭在这个房间里面，但也不知道有多久。
But they know that one day they will get out of that dark, dank, and smelly cave.
但是他们已经有盼望，知道说有一天他们一定会离开这个地方的。
And it's the same for us.
这也是跟我们也是一样的。
At a time when the world seems darkest,
在那个时在是我们觉得是这个世界是有黑暗的时候。
When the light is almost gone, when hope seems to be no more than fool's gold.
当我们觉得说光已经渐渐远去，在我们还已经快要没有希望的时候
，Death seems to reign supreme in this world。
这个死亡的这个压力压迫好像就迫在眉睫。
See, the second person of the Trinity broke through from eternity into this world。
但是有一个人呢，就是从这个这样子的 情形当中呢，突然就是到了这个从永生的世界到了这里。
Just like that drill broke into the cave for the captives.
就好像那个钻头把这个钻到了一个封闭的这个岩洞里面。
See, Jesus left his home of light and broke into this world of darkness.
那耶稣呢，离开了他那个天上的家呢，来到了我们这个地上，然后来那个驱赶了黑暗。
As Scripture says in verse 16, the people living in darkness has seen a great light. On those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
16节说，那住在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现，照着他们。
And what better way to announce the end of suffering and pain, the end of death and destruction, than with the birth of a child?
那还有什么更好的那个事情来描述这样子有这样子一道光能够来驱散我们死亡黑暗的这样子一个恐惧？
You know, all through history, the birth of a child made people come together.
在这个历史上呢，就告诉了我们，这个新生的婴儿呢，就是让我们改变了世界。
See, my wife's friend just gave birth to a baby 2 weeks ago.
我太太的朋友呢，这两个礼拜前呢，才生了一个小婴儿。
And her name was baby Alyssa.
那个baby的名字叫Alyssa。
And when that happened, her whole fellowship, over 20 people, all came together to visit the parents and to give them gifts.
那在这个婴儿生了以后呢，我们整个查经班那些朋友们、弟兄们、兄弟姐妹们都一起去看这个baby。
See, everyone came together not just to celebrate, but also to help them on their way.
我们大家呢聚在一起呢，不是只有那个庆祝这个婴儿的诞生，而且呢，我们还去真实的帮助他们。
But the question is why?
为什么呢？
Because a baby brings potential for great change and greatness.
因为一个婴孩呢带来了这个很大的那个希望能够改变。
It brings the idea of stability for the future, the carry on of a legacy.
带来了希望，带来了这个传宗接代这样子的一个喜事。
And that's why in every story we hear, in every fairy tale, in every legend, people come together to celebrate the birth of a new prince or a new princess.
所以呢，历史上历来呢，我们一代一代都是说会来庆祝新生儿。
See, when a new prince is born, people celebrate knowing that there's going to be a future for their country.
在有一个新生王诞辰的时候，我们知道我们的将来会有希望。
They know that the kingdom will be safe in the coming years, that there will be prosperity.
他们知道这个国就会得救了。
Because the line of rulers will continue, and that means they'll be protected from their enemies.
所以呢，就是他们会知道说，他们被受保护了，不受那个敌人的欺负了。
And the birth of Jesus signifies that exactly, but also much, much more.
所以耶稣的诞辰呢，就是象征了这样一个，还有更多。
He's not just a prince of some small country in some corner of the world.
他不只是一个诞生的一个小王子在哪一个世界的角落。
Rather, he's going to be the king of kings and the lord of lords.
但是他呢将是王上之王。
He is not just a new life that just came into the world. He is the author of life.
他不只是一个新生命来到这个世上，而且呢他是主宰这个世界的。
He's not just a spark of light trying to survive in the overwhelming darkness.
他不是只是一小线希望来那个在黑暗当中来求生的。
Jesus is the light, and the darkness must flee before him.
耶稣呢是光，他那个黑暗呢必须会退却。
As a new king, all his enemies must be destroyed.
作为一个新生王，所有的那个敌人呢都会灭亡。
And who are his enemies?
谁是他的敌人呢?
That's death, darkness, pain, and suffering.
这就是死亡啊、欺骗啊，还有这个毁灭，这些的都是黑暗当中的不好的一切。
And his birth signifies the beginning of the end for them.
他的那个诞辰呢，就是象征了这个开始，这取消黑暗的开始。
And when he comes back to reign, he will completely destroy them.
当他 再次来的时候呢，就是这些全部都已经被灭亡了。
See, and that's why we have cause for hope.
这就是我们的希望。
Even in this world of darkness, where it seems that all we can do is survive.
就是当我们在黑暗当中，我们觉得好像只是在挣扎的那个时候。
To toil amidst the pain and suffering, to go on when others fall.
让我们在那个在这个挣扎当中，有一直在那个跌绊绊的时候。
Where death seems to be the only way out.
觉得死亡是唯一的那个出路的时候。
But that's not the end anymore. That's not true now.
但这不是已经不是这个结果了。
See, the author of life has come to bring life, light, and hope.
在我们生活的那个主宰者已经诞生了，他带来了光和希望。
And when he reigns, he will destroy all his enemies.
当他那个在这个主宰这个世界的时候，他就会把我们所有的那些敌人都灭亡。
And that gives us hope.
这就带来了希望。
So let me end with an application for our lives.
那这样子，让我们来讲讲对我们的生活的指示。
Hold on to the light of hope. Hold on to this light that which we have.
紧紧抓住这个这光和这个希望。
Keep the promise of Christ's return always in front of you.
让耶稣基督所给我们的那个这保证呢，让我们一直在我们的生活里面。
So when life seems darkest, when all hope is lost.
当我们觉得生活在黑暗当中，我们快要失去希望的时候。
When parents, friends leave you, when you lose your job, when all your life saving is gone.
在你的父母、你的朋友离开你的时候，当你失去工作，一切都不太顺利的时候。
See, hold on to our promise that one day Christ will return, and all your pains and sorrows will be removed.
紧紧抓住耶稣基督所给你的信心。那你能够看到这个光。
Or when you see others, your friends, your family, neighbors, those who are in pain and depression, share this light with them.
当你看到你周围的人，你的邻居也好，亲戚朋友也好，当你发现他们生活在黑暗当中的时候，请你和他们一起分享这一道光。
Remember, that's why we celebrate Christmas in the first place.
请记得，这就是我们那个庆祝圣诞节的理由。
Because the birth of this tiny baby Jesus is a promise of great things to come.
因为这个小小的这刚刚诞生的这个耶稣基督呢，是我们的光的那个一个保证。
And we celebrate Christmas each year to remind ourselves of this.
我们每一年来庆祝圣诞，来提醒我们要记得这个原因。
Sure, the world is in a bad place and getting worse each year.
我们知道这每一年呢都会有一些不好的事情发生。
Our lives might be hitting rock bottom.
但是我们也许生活在那个低谷。
But there is hope. There is light in this world of darkness.
但是有你要知道你是有盼望的，有光那个会驱散这个黑暗。
And that promise is the form of a little baby.
那这就是耶稣基督给我们带来的希望。
Isaiah 9:6 says it best.
以赛亚书的九章第六节。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
以赛亚九章六节。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
So keep this verse in front of you.
把这个经文呢，一直留在你身边。
Highlight it in your Bibles, write it on a card, keep it in your wallet.
你把在圣经里面呢画出来，也许把它放在你的电话上，放在你的那个钱包里面。
Make it a reminder that pops up on your phone. Make it a plaque that you hang on your walls.
让它作为呢是你的一个提醒，也许你就放在你的手机上，可以时时提醒你，或者是做一个匾放在墙上来时时提醒你。
And when you see it, just remember, however hard the world is,
在你看到它的时候，你就会想到说，不管这个世界是多么的艰苦，
whatever pain you're going through, no matter how much darkness surrounds you,
不管你会经历多大的痛苦，在经历多黑暗的时刻，
there is light, and there is a child, a son who is born to us.
但是有一个光，有一个那个希望，这个婴孩呢会出生到诞生到这个世上来解救我们。
He is our hope. He is the reason we celebrate Christmas.
他是我们的盼望，他是我们庆祝圣诞的原因。
Because one day he will return and make everything right.
因为有一天他会再次来到我们面前来那个解救我们。
And that's the hope we have. That's our light in our darkest night.
这就是我们有的盼望，这就是我们的光。So
let's pray.
让我们再来祷告。Dear
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for this season which we can come to celebrate your son's birth.
我们感谢你，让我们在这个季节当中再聚集在一起来庆祝你的儿子的诞辰。Help
us to hold on to this hope that we have in your son.
求您帮助我们来紧紧抓住这样子的一个盼望。Help
us to hold on to this light that you have given us throughout the year.
让我们能够抓住这一道光。We
thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
我们感谢赞美耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Thank Brother Kerry for giving us a wonderful sermon despite flying late last night. And as always,